Thanks for checking out Church on the Rock's message this week. We would love to help you take your next step in knowing God better. The best way to do that is visit cotr.org/next steps. Or if you're not near our physical campus, visit our online community at cotr.org/online. Enjoy the message and know that God is for you.
Thank you for joining us. I want to get right into the Word tonight. I'm excited about what I have for you tonight to share with you. And again, I'm here to equip you through COVID. That's what God's called me to do. You know, we're going to celebrate 37 years as a church here in just a few weeks. 37 years ago, Kim and I came here, planted Church on the Rock with 35 precious people. God is so good. God is so faithful. We're so thankful. But you know what? After 37 years, I believe our best days are ahead. I believe that with all of my heart. So I want you to get ready for what God's going to share with us tonight. I want to talk to you about keep moving forward. Keep moving forward. I want to talk about that. It's so important. And I want to give you some scriptures. And then I'm going to give you four action steps at the end of the teaching. This is so important. The other day, I heard somebody, and I've heard it several times throughout COVID, way back in March when this all started here in the U.S., I've heard people say, well, you know what? I just want to get through this. I just want to exist. I just want to keep my head above water. I just want to get through this. I don't like it. None of us do. It's disruptive. It interrupted our life. It took us by surprise. It's limited us. It's restrained us. It's shifted our whole lifestyle. And the list goes on. And I've heard people more than once, several in the last few months, I've heard people say, I just want to get through this. As your pastor who loves you with all of my heart, and I pray for you every day, I don't want you to have that mindset. That is not the mindset of a champion, of a winner, and an overcomer. That is not the mindset that a child of God should have. The mindset that you and I should have is that this is not going to break us, it's going to build us. You and I are going to get through it, and we're going to come through stronger and better. We've said that from day one. We're going to get through it. We're going to thrive and not survive. We're going to overcome. We're going to be successful. We're going to see what other people don't see, hear what other people don't hear, and we're going to be blessed, and we're going to be a blessing. We're going to make a difference, like Pastor Kim talked about tonight in her prayer time. Now is the greatest time to make a difference more than ever before. I encourage you, if you're just joining our church, I encourage you to go through Growth Track online. I encourage you to go back to our archives and look at our devotionals throughout COVID. Look at our sermon, our series throughout COVID. You know that the show Office on TV, they're running reruns. And they've been doing it, you know, for over 5 years. They're running reruns of the show Office, the series Office. And it's been reruns. It stopped airing new programs several years ago. But did you know it's the number one watched show, Office, of old series Office? What am I saying? I'm saying there's no new content. It's old content that people enjoyed. And you know what? The same for you and I in the church. You and I can go back to the archives of when we began in March. Some of you weren't a part of our church then. You've joined our church. Welcome home. We're so glad you have. Go through Grow Track, plug in with us. But you can go back to our archives and look at messages and series that we taught then. The content still works for today. You can even go back and you can look at messages that we've done years ago. And the Word of God never changes. The Word of God never gets old. The Word of God is anointed yesterday, today, and forever. So I want to talk to you about having the right mindset of a champion during COVID, and that is keep moving forward. What is that? Keep dreaming. Keep believing. Keep expecting. Don't just endure. Don't just exist, but expect God to act. That's all biblical. That's our response as a Christian. That's how we should respond, how we should react to keep moving forward. Now, let me give you some scriptures that establish that premise, and then I'll give you some action steps, all right? Ephesians 3:20 in the Passion Translation, I love it. Never doubt God's mighty power. Never doubt God's mighty power to work in you and accomplish all of this. He will achieve infinitely more than your greatest, look at the word I highlighted, request. So God in COVID doesn't want us just to get through it, just to endure it. God wants us to keep asking requests. That would be prayer life, asking big. You know, I read a book years ago, over 30 years ago, changed my life forever, and it was called Thinking Big. The Magic of Thinking Big. Changed my life as a young minister. And you and I, we are to keep thinking big, keep asking big, and believing big in COVID. He said, more than your greatest request, that's your prayer life, more than your most unbelievable dream. Don't let go of your dream. Don't give up on your dream. Don't shrink your dream. Don't let it go. Don't let it die. You know, you and I are supposed to dream dreams. We're supposed to ask big and dream big, even right now in 2020 in the fall, and exceed your wildest imagination. Notice the words I've highlighted. Request, dream, imagination. God wants us to ask big, think big, dream big, imagine. You know, if you can imagine it, you can have it, somebody said. I believe that. What you can see, you can have. It has to happen on the inside before it ever happens on the outside. Don't let go of that dream, of that image that God put on the inside of you for your future. Our future is better than our past. What God wants to do is not in our past. What God wants to do is in our future. I'm going to say that again. That is a powerful thought. Host, you might want to repeat that. What God wants to do in our life is not in the past. God does not want to repeat the past. God wants, what he wants to do is in your future. And the fight and the pressure you're going through in the spiritual warfare is all over your future. So you need to hold on to your dream, God-given dream. You need to dream through COVID. You need to ask big, think big, dream big. Because look what it says. Then God can outdo them all. So what does God work with? God works with our asking, our thinking, our dreaming, and our imagination. Imagination is a gift from God. Imagination, we're to use it for God and his kingdom and to fulfill his will for our life. It's just like, you know, our mission statement here at Church on the Rock, we all give and we all serve here to lead people to a God who's for them. A lot of people think he's not right now, and help them discover his purpose for their life. God has a future. God has a purpose, not to hurt us, but to harm us, but to help us. And that's what we're all about here at Church on the Rock, is to help people discover God's purpose. But notice, God can outdo all of them because of his miraculous power. We believe at Church on the Rock tonight, Wednesday night, fall 2020, that God still does miracles. God can do a miracle in your marriage. God can do a miracle in your health. God can do a miracle with your children. God can do a miracle with your relationships, your job, your career. God is a miracle working God. I love that. So look at Acts chapter 2, verse 17. This is powerful. Pastor Kim referred to this verse tonight. This is what I will do in the last days. God, what are you going to do in the last days? We're in the last days. I believe that with all my heart. We're in the last of the last days. God said, this is what I'm going to do in the last days. I will pour out my spirit. Capital S, that's the Holy Spirit. So it's important then for you and I to yield to the Holy Spirit. It's important that we stay full of the Holy Spirit. It's important that we are led by the Holy Spirit. Right now during COVID, like never before. So he says, this is what I'm going to do in the last days. What are you going to do, God? I'm going to pour out my spirit on everybody, and I'm going to cause your sons and daughters to prophesy. Watch this now. And your young men will see what? Visions. Visions. And your old men will experience, watch this now. Don't miss this. I highlighted it. Dreams, but not just dreams. Dreams from God. I love that in the Passion. Not just dreams, not just visions, but a vision and a dream from God. God, what are you going to do in the last days? He said, I'm going to give you visions and dreams, and the Holy Spirit is going to help you bring those to pass. They're going to come from me for your life, to influence and impact you and your world. You're going to need the Holy Spirit to help them come to pass, but the Holy Spirit's going to work with visions and dreams. So if you and I stop dreaming and having visions during COVID, then we're not giving the Holy Spirit anything to work with in our life. Somebody said that the language of the Holy Spirit is visions and dreams. What does that mean? That means the Holy Spirit works with vision and dream. The Bible says that without a vision, we will perish. So what are we talking about? Keep moving forward in the fall of 2020. Keep moving forward. Don't just exist. Don't just endure, but expect God to do miracles in your life, in your family. And God wants us to ask big, think big, believe big, dream big, and he can outdo all of that. What is he going to do in the last days? Pour out his Spirit. What's the Holy Spirit going to work with? Dreams and visions from God. I don't want to dream from emos. What's that, Pastor? Pizza. I don't want to dream from White Castle or a vision. What's that? Overeating and I have nightmares or whatever it might be. And we love White Castle, okay? And definitely emos. But what I'm sharing with you is this. I don't want to dream somebody else's dream, somebody else's vision. I don't want to come up with it myself. I want my dream and vision, and I want your dream and vision to come from God, to come from God. And that only comes through spending time with God, all right? So Exodus 14:13, here's my text. I love this. Now, I want to do expository teaching. I want to equip you to go through COVID, not just existing, not just setting, soaking, and being stagnant and suffering, but I want to equip you with the mindset and the attitude to keep moving through it and let God take the obstacle and turn it into an opportunity. Let God take what is bad and turn around for your good. So look what he says. Moses told the people, fear not. Boy, that's a good prescription for you and me right now, right? Fear not. Because when I'm in fear, God can't do what he wants to do in my life. And the thing that I fear will come upon me. So Moses told the people, fear not, stand still. What does that mean? Be confident and don't be discouraged. Because fear and discouragement go together. So he said, don't fear, don't be discouraged, and see. What is that? Vision, dream. So fear not, don't be discouraged. See, get a vision, get an image of the salvation of the Lord, which he will. I'm so glad today that our battle is not ours, it's the Lord's. I'm so glad today that God sees a way when we don't see a way. I love that song, Waymaker, don't you? He's the Waymaker. He will work for you today. I love that. How do you get God to work for you? How do you get God to act? Well, I got to get rid of fear. I got to get rid of discouragement. I got to get a vision and a dream. I got to get a vision and a dream. What is God going to do in the last days? He's going to pour out the Holy Spirit, who's going to work through visions and dreams from God. So don't stop dreaming. Don't throw away the vision, your future, your picture, your image of what God has said he was going to do in your life before March, okay? Before COVID. Don't let it go. Don't let it die. Don't give up on it. What God wants to do in your life is not in your past. What God wants to do in your life is in your future. So he says, for the Egyptians you've seen today, you shall never see them again. I love that. See what he's saying is that the enemy that you and I are facing today, that be sickness, lack, depression, discouragement, panic, worry, fear, addiction. And by the way, we have a small group that can help you with any addiction every Thursday night here at Church on the Rock, Celebrate Recovery. We can help check that out online, okay? So the Lord will fight for you. He's told them you'll never see this enemy again. So I like to think that whatever you're battling today, God is going to give you the victory and you'll never have that particular fight again. You never deal with that sickness again. You'll never deal with that particular enemy, fear, depression, anxiety, addiction again. I love that. The Lord will fight for you. And you shall, ooh, look at this. The Lord shall fight for you. Now look at the words I've highlighted. All you got to do is fear not. Don't be discouraged. See, get a vision, get a dream, get an imagination, Get it in your spirit first before you'll get it in the flesh. Get it in the inside before you get it in the outside. Then he said another prescription for victory, for breakthrough during COVID is hold on to your peace. Don't let go of your peace. And the world and everybody in it is trying to rob you of your peace right now. But hold on to your peace. If I want God to work in my life tonight, I got to fear not, get rid of discouragement, get a vision, get a dream, and hold on to my peace. And then he says, and remain at rest. For me to have God's best, I have to be in God's rest. What does it mean to rest in the Lord? It means to trust in the Lord, to put it in his hands, to leave it with him, to act like a so when it ain't so, so it could become so. So then rest in the Lord. The battle is not yours, it's the Lord's. And then he said, the Lord said to Moses, now watch this, here's a right now word, and God is speaking to you right now. In that small group, that watch party, that home group, wherever you might be, God is speaking to you right now. And you and I need a right now word from God to keep moving forward. And the Lord said to Moses, why are you crying out to me? Wow, have you ever bellyached to God? I have. Have you ever asked God why? I have. Have you ever asked God, why is it taking so long? Why don't you do something? I have many times. But notice that God says to Moses, stop crying out and feeling sorry for yourself. Stop crying out to him. And what does he say? He gives him a word. Tell the people of Israel, here's the title of tonight's message, to go forward. There it is, to go forward. What is God's word for you tonight? Keep moving forward. Don't get distracted. Don't get stuck. Don't give up. Don't let go of your dream from God. Dream from God. Don't let go of your vision from God, your future God has for you. God, Moses is crying unto the Lord, and the Lord said, Moses, stop crying unto me. I got a word for you to give to the people. Tell them, keep moving forward. Again, as I started off tonight's message and teaching, I'm here not to entertain you. I love you too much. I'm here to equip you to get through what you're going through. And to do that, we have to change the way we think. We have to change what we're hearing, what we're thinking, what we're seeing, and what we're saying. That is huge. That is huge. We got to keep moving forward. Because of your faithfulness, again, I just want to brag on you. Because of your faithfulness through your giving and your prayers and your serving right there where you're at in your community, we're able to keep moving forward as a church. We're able to keep moving forward with technology and the equipment that we need and the ministries that are going on and starting new ministries, different ministries, different than it used to be. As you well know, church ain't like it used to be, nor will it ever be. So you and because of your faithfulness, we're able to start new ministries with new methods. Our message hasn't changed. What we were saying before COVID, we're still saying now. But our methods have changed, and they'll continue to change. But in the midst of all of it, keep moving forward. What do I need to do? I need to look at my life, examine my life, and I need to eliminate those things that are trying to stop me, those things that are trying to detour me, those things that are trying to steal my dream from God. I need to examine and eliminate. Am I watching too much news? Am I on too much social media? You know, this last weekend in the Saturday night service and the Sunday nine, I challenged the people. We're in Serve Timber right now. I said, in October, let's fast social media. And it didn't go over too good. But I just want to encourage you to examine, to eliminate those things in your life that are causing you to not move forward. Maybe a relationship. Maybe what you're watching, what you're listening to, who you're around, what you're hearing, a wrong thought process, thinking. But let's take time tonight. Let's take time from now throughout the weekend to examine and eliminate those things in our life that's getting us to be discouraged, full of fear, and giving up, and saying, what's the use? And we stop moving forward and we give in to our circumstances. So that was the word that he told them, and I think that's the word for you and me. Keep moving forward. Now, to do that, I want to give you four practical steps of action, okay? Well, Pastor, I get it. I'm not supposed to lie down and give up. Right. Pastor, I get it. I'm not supposed to give up. Right. I'm not supposed to be a loser. I'm to be a winner. I'm to be an overcomer. I'm not to let COVID beat me. I'm going to let it build me to become a better person for God. Right. How do I do that, Pastor? I mean, I want to do that. I want to do the right thing. I want to think big, ask big, believe big, receive big. I want to see God working in my life. I want to rest in Him. I want to get rid of discouragement and fear. I want to get a right now word from God. How do I do that, Pastor? Where do I begin? Well, I'm glad y'all asked me all those questions, okay? So we begin with number one, I need a promise. I need a promise. If I'm going to keep moving forward, I need a word from God. I need a scripture. I need a promise. I need a word. God gave Moses a word, right? You and I need a word to stand on. We need a word to build our life upon. We need a word that will paint an image on the inside of us that will get us through whatever you're going through. You need a right now word. Now, the only way you're going to get that is get in the word. If I need a promise, I need to get in the promise book. I need to spend time. And I just want to challenge you to make sure you're spending time right now. Remember, I'm equipping you. You need to spend time every day in the word. Bible reading plan, we have them on our website, resource page. But you need to be in the promises to get a promise to go forward and keep moving, okay? So say that with me, a promise. Host, say it with me, a promise. West Party leaders, say it with me, a promise. I need a word from God, all right? And I encourage you to journal that during COVID. You know, we need to be journaling. Number two, to keep moving forward, not only do I need a thus saith the Lord, but I need a picture. I need a promise, but then I need a picture. What is that? To go to the next level, I've got to have a vision. I've got to have a dream. You know, I want to give you homework. I love the story of Joseph in the Bible. And the Bible says Joseph was a dreamer. His family tried to steal his dream. The culture tried to steal his dream. The circumstances tried to steal his dream. But the Bible says that Joseph dreamed on. I just want to encourage you, that would be a good Bible study for you, study the life of Joseph. Pastor, where in the world is that? That's homework, but it's back in the book of Genesis, first book in the Bible. And I encourage you to start around chapter 37, okay? And read the life of Joseph. It'll build your faith. But not only to keep moving forward, as Josh comes out, I need a promise from God. Number two, I need a vision. I need a vision. I need a picture to see myself as I want to be, to see myself as God said I could be, all right? It's not what's going on. It's what could be going on, okay? Looking at our future. So I need a picture. I need a vision. And, you know, you've heard it before. If you're into multi-level marketing, you've heard it before how it's so important to put a picture of the car, the house, the education, the clothes, the future, your business that you want. I call it a dream board, okay? There'd be another assignment you could do. Work on a dream board. Get it, put it on your phone, put it on your computer, put it on your screen page, put it at home, put it on your mirror. But you need a picture. I can't stay on course and on track and be motivated and keep moving forward. Now remember, Moses was being chased by Pharaoh and Pharaoh's army back in Exodus chapter 14. And in front of him was the Red Sea. So on this side was Pharaoh and the Egyptian army, and they were bad to the bone. In front of him was the Red Sea. It looked like it was all over. It may look like it's all over for you during COVID, but it's not. It looked like it was all over. They were outnumbered. They were overwhelmed. They were at a dead end. That what's the use? Let's just give up and lie down here on the bank of the Red Sea. But what did God say? God gave Moses a word. He said, you tell the people, don't give up. Don't give in. Don't give out. You tell the people to keep moving forward. And as a pastor who loves you so much, that's my word for you tonight, is keep moving forward. Look for opportunities to grow. Look for outreaches. Look for places you can serve. Look for things you can get involved in. Go deeper in your word life. Go deeper in your praise life. Go deeper in your praying in the Spirit every day. Go deeper in yielding to the Holy Spirit. Start a small group. Get a home party going. Do something. All right. If I want something I've never had, I got to do something I've never done. So that's number two. And number three, a process. I need a process. I need some habits. I need some habits that will take me where I want to go. I need some habits that will make that picture come to pass. We do these workouts and we have these nutrition coaches and we have these people that help us physically, and they want us to take a picture once a week, and we weigh ourselves and we measure ourselves and this, that, and the other. And we tell them, okay, this is what I want out of this. This is where I want to go. This is the body I want. This is the weight I want. This is the measurement I want. Well, then what do? They give us a process. And that process is to take us to the picture or the person that we want to be. Question, do you have a daily process that's taking you where God wants you to go? Do you have daily habits that will bring God's dream to pass in your life? It's one thing to get a dream from God. It's one thing to get a vision from God. But if I don't have the process in place daily, if I don't have the daily habits that will take me there, it's going to lead to frustration and not fulfillment. So focus on your daily process, somebody said, and it will take you to the picture or the person that you want to become. So number one, takeaway, I need a promise. I've got to get in the promise book to get a promise. I need a right now word. And a word that we had years ago, we need a fresh word today, fresh manna. Number two, I need a picture. I need a vision. I need to see what could be. Not what is, but what could be. And number three, I need a process. And last, I need number four, a people. I need people in my life that will help me achieve what God has put in my heart. I need to be around the right people that create the right environment. Somebody said, birds of a feather flock together. Somebody said, show me your friends and I'll show you your future. Somebody said, you'll never make more than your top five friends, average what they make together, and that's what your limit is. It's important relationships, isn't it? Most important thing in life is not things, it's relationships. That's why it's so important that we gather, that we get together with our family and our friends and small groups. It's so important during this time, especially, that we need to be around the right people. We need people that will encourage us, that will bring the best out of us, that will not be like Joseph's family in the Bible, but they'll believe in our dream and they'll believe in us. You know, one of our board members that we have here at Church on the Rock, his name is Paul. And Paul is such an encouragement to me. He'll text me on Sundays. He lives out in Seattle, Washington, but he watches online. He's a part of our church, online church, and he will encourage me. Oh, and I'll text him, what a blessing that is to thank you, Paul. The other day he sent me a word. And I told him right back, what a right now word. We need people in our life. We need some Barnabases in our life. We need some encouragers in our life. Do you have any? Do you have a group of people that they are close? They are faith buddies, I would say. They are faith friends. They are people who build your faith, people who believe in you, people who keep you moving forward. People who won't let you feel sorry for yourself. People who won't let you give up. People who won't let you compromise or give in. They love you enough to see your potential. Do you have people like that in your life? So four things. Number one was what? A promise. Number two was what? A picture. Number three is what? A process. And number four is the right people. Amen. I hope I've helped you tonight to get through COVID just a little better, to get back on track, to have some spiritual alignment. And the word for us is keep moving forward in your walk with God, in your call from God, in your mission from God. Keep moving forward. That's our word. Not just existing, not just keeping my head above the water, but excelling, prospering, growing spiritually, becoming more healthy, becoming more sharp, becoming more excellence in every area of our life that brings glory to God during COVID. So say it with me, keep moving forward. One more time, keep moving forward. forward. I want to pray for you right now. I want to pray for everyone under the sound of my voice. And you'd say, Pastor, I'm a little discouraged tonight. I was, but now I'm not. Pastor, I was a little distracted. I got off course. I've been watching too much news, Pastor. I've been listening to the wrong people, Pastor. I've been in the Mully Grubs. And Pastor, I thank you for the word. Pray for me. I want to pray for those of you who just about gave up on your dream, just about stopped asking big, thinking big, on the verge of giving in, giving up. I want to pray for you. Those have been distracted, maybe a little disappointed, maybe a little disgusted with COVID and how it has interrupted and disrupted your life. But I want to pray for you right now, okay? Father, in Jesus' name, I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice. God, I just speak courage. I speak what I've taught tonight, the word, into their life. Give them a right now word. Keep moving forward. Keep asking big, thinking big, believing big, imagining big. Follow through with the process that we've given. Follow through with the homework that we've given. Father, I come against discouragement. I come against fear. I come against unrest. I come against dis-ease, a lack of ease. I come against confusion. I come against wrong relationships. I come against a lack of discipline. I come against anything that would try to sabotage or try to stop their personal growth during COVID. I come against it in Jesus' name, and I speak breakthrough and turnaround and revelation and inspiration, motivation right now, God. And this right now word, God, let them not forget it, to keep moving forward. Father, I thank you for blessing them, helping them, empowering them, and setting them free. Help them to take the next step. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
What is your next step in your faith? Well, here at Church on the Rock, we would love to help you. Maybe it's to learn more about discovering what it means to belong to a church family, being part of a small group, or using your God-given gifts to serve others. Head over to cotr.org/next steps, where you can find out more to all of these. Or if you're part of our online community, visit us at cotr.org/online. Have a great week, and don't forget that God is for you.